Spirit Pack today.
We have to tell Congress it's time to require a background check for anyone who wants to buy a gun so that people who are dangerous to themselves and others cannot get their hands on a gun.
The president's trying to set up that vote, urging everybody to contact Washington. And that's where we begin here on this show, America Tonight, with me, Kate Delaney. Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid is trying to tee up what he would call a test on Thursday for a vote on this new gun regulations. Supporters seem to be ratcheting up those efforts, like the president, as you heard there, to push the people on the Hill to get rid of the roadblocks and just say yay or nay. What about bipartisan cooperation? Is there any of that? Several of you emailed me the show and said maybe guns will be the ultimate frontier of cutting down the barriers and having a real conversation. I don't know if I'm thinking it's headed that way, because the Republicans are threatening to filibuster, which will require 60 votes to move forward. But Harry Reid acknowledged that he's not sure if Democrats have enough support to move it up the flagpole, if they can advance this at all. And if they don't invoke cloture on the bill, then they're going to vote on it anyway. So it's going to take time. We're talking about the size of clips. We're talking about no assault weapons. We're talking about safety in school. We're talking about background checks. We're talking about federal trafficking, just mixing it all in. Cloture, by the way, means overcoming a filibuster, in this case, moving to full debate on the bill. If you notice, we always have politicians or people on talking about the guns and what's the major issues separating Republicans and Democrats. But you never see the ultimate showdown, the back and forth, the debate part. And that's because they haven't even gotten there, really. So 14 Republican senators have threatened to filibuster the bill. A virtual murderer's row times two, complaining that it would, hey, curb the rights of law-abiding people who do little to reduce crime, while doing little to reduce crime, because they wouldn't do anything. And the more that we learn about the consequences of gun control proposals, the less they support the new restrictions. And this is the crux of it. This is the big problem. 55 members in the Democratic caucus. Reid could lose some moderate Democrats who own guns, don't want to see their constituents not vote them in the next time around because they're Second Amendment rights folks. So seven Republicans won't join the filibuster, 14 are for it. 55 in the Democratic caucus are talking about that some of the moderate Democrats of those 55 won't go forward and say yeah to any kind of gun control legislation, no matter what it entails. So the lobbying is underway on Washington. It is, they've descended like the cicadas in New Jersey to try to build a coalition. There's an interesting word, coalition. What is a coalition? Can you even get a coalition together in D.C. anymore? But it was a pretty emotional day because a lot of family members of the victims of the Sandy Hook mass shooting were in Washington, and they're going to be there through Thursday to meet with senators on both sides of the aisle and lobby for some gun legislation. And they flew back on Air Force One on Monday night. They had a conference call Tuesday afternoon. They are calling for universal, as a group, this group anyway, they're calling for universal background checks, limits on high-capacity magazines, and tougher gun trafficking laws. There is also a group called Mayors Against Illegal Guns, and they started a scoring system to give anybody who has a vote, anybody who's a congressperson whatsoever, a letter grade on their gun control stances, similar to what the NRA does in scoring lawmakers' gun rights positions. So now we got scorecards on all sides of this thing in case you don't know how the person representing you feels. there's going to be a vote here. They're going to have to line up and vote. That's what I think, ultimately. Obama's chief campaign arm, Organizing for Action, also began running online ads on Facebook and other search engines through that, asking Americans to urge senators to vote universal background checks in. So there are real targeted efforts underway. Will there be a filibuster? Is there going to be more discord? And is guns going to this time be the tripping point? That's kind of up in the wind. They want to vote. Is there going to be a vote? Remember, that was the big push for the State of the Union address at the beginning of the year in January. Vote, take a vote, take a vote. Because in that way, everybody's on the record and there's nothing to hide behind. So during this hour of America Tonight, we're going to let you hear at least one of the voices of a parent and how they feel about the legislation and the push to try to make it go through. In the meantime, speaking of threats, but more than rhetoric, or is it, more than 4 in 10 Americans now believe that North Korea is an immediate threat to the U.S. Wow, that's kind of surprising. I've talked about this. I said in my own circle, there were people who poo-pooed the idea, saying, well, their missiles can't reach us. Come on, he's just a thug. But now people are starting to see this and they're worrying a little bit more. In North Korea, are they doing more than saber rattling? Kim Jong-un, is he posing an immediate threat? And that's certainly a shot up. It's up 28% from a year ago. 41% think that the nuclear-armed nation is definitely a long-term threat. And you whittle it down to 16% when it comes to North Korea not posing a threat at all, And, of course, if you did the party line thing, Republican-wise, 56% say North Korea is a threat. 37 Democratic-wise are saying that it's a threat. So there's a big difference there. So the United States using military troops to help defend South Korea if it's attacked by North Korea, that is also a big part of this. If it comes down to this, and it's real, should we use our troops? Should we invest, because we already have invested, let's face it, at the DNC, should we invest more and go for it? 61% in this poll said yes. 36% said no with the situation involving North Korea. Economic and diplomatic efforts, if they fail miserably and nothing stops, and it looks like not only are we all on the chessboard, but there's a chance that there could be a misdirection, a malfunction, something could set one of the sides off. You know, in the movies, they always highlight that. Whenever there was the Cold War movies, they talk about the red button. Think of the movies, Sum of All Fears, the Tom Clancy movie. You know, you're right there, you're ready, you're at DEFCON 3, and you're ready to go, and then suddenly something happens, and there is a recalculation, and the right thing in that story happened. But what happens in this story? If you want to chat, give me a buzz, throw in your 2 cents. Just vent. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283.
Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember 2 words, disaster stuff. Add.com after those 2 words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
On this show, we have ADD, and there's so much happening across the United States that we'll ping and pang every once in a while in a few different directions. So we already talked about the Senate that's set for the showdown to push gun legislation, and those against it saying, whoa, wait, not so fast, not so fast. So will we ultimately see the universal background checks? Maybe. That might be the thing that powers through. But you still have to resolve both chambers, come up with a meeting of the minds to ultimately have a bill that's signable. And this isn't going to happen in the next week or two. I think it gets pushed even a little bit further than that. And, of course, North Korea and the U.S., whether or not it's a serious threat with these escalating tensions. And if it does happen, that miscalculation or whatever adjective you want to throw in there, if something happens that moves the needle, that pushes us in a different direction, do we have to protect South Korea? I think the answer is we're already there. If you already have 28,000 soldiers there, I mean, they're not going to turn around and run in a different direction. They're not backing up. They're not going in reverse. We're in the middle of this. We are. We're in the middle of this. Kim Jong-un, or Un, Kim Jong-un, is, I think, just pushing every button he can. And if he just pushes the wrong one too many times, that's when something disastrous has the possibility of happening. Let's put it this way. Do I want to see that Pandora's box open up? No. Do you want to see it? I had a friend say to me the other day, well, you know what? If we fry, we fry. And I said, really? Is that what you think? If we fry, we fry? And then he thought about it a little bit more and said, well, you know what? There's some more things I want to do. And I guess that's kind of an ignorant thing to say. And I'd say, yeah. No. We didn't practice the duck and cover. That was way before my time. So I didn't grow up thinking, really, there's a great chance that we're going to get nuked. I always felt like we are the powerful United States. We are the number one superpower, because that's what I learned in school right from the very beginning, that we had the troops. We had the strategy. We were the world's friend. We weren't going to let something happen. We had it all. We had the pieces on the board. Now you have to wonder, with things that have happened to the military, with some of the shedding that we've done, exhausting our voluntary military, how far do we take this? I mean, would there be a back off? I just don't see how there's any kind of a back off. All right, speaking of backing off, this 20-year-old nutball student, I'm sorry, I have no other adjective to throw in there right now, went on a stabbing rampage at a small Texas college campus. He told people when he was wrestled to the ground that he had fantasies of killing a lot of people, and he planned the attack. 20-year-old Dylan Quick was charged with 3 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon after the stabbings. What happened is he had these fantasies, so he decided he was going to act on them. He had a razor kind of knife, one of those X-Acto knives, and if you've ever even accidentally cut yourself, you know how bad that can be. It was at the Lone Star College's Sci Fair campus. That's where this happened. 14 people were injured. 14. 2 in the hospital in critical condition. Witnesses that watched the attack, and this is at a campus just outside of Houston, said it was chaotic. People were bleeding. They were collapsing to the ground. Students, teachers ran for cover. Some just jumped into action. They started chasing Quick around. They started chasing him around and decided that they were going to do something about it. So they acted as quickly as they could. There was a report that he had been wrestled to the ground by a student before campus police arrested him. Adrian Garcia said a call came in to 911 Tuesday morning describing a man on the loose stabbing people. And Garcia said he's just proud ultimately of what the students did and how they reacted.
Students or faculty were actively responding to work to subdue this individual. So we're proud of those folks, but we're glad no one else is injured any more severely than they are.
Wow, just crazy. You can't go to school anymore without looking over your shoulder. In fact, our Matt Johnson, who already has zillions of degrees on his wall, but is a fan of higher learning, as all of us connected to this show are. So we're proud of Matt as he's going back to school and taking classes here and there. But Matt, you said even you're starting to sort of look around every once in a while when you're on campus, right?
It's definitely a different atmosphere than when I was in school previously, because I was kind of getting out of high school when Columbine happened, and that was just kind of like one of those rare occurrences, but now these are happening more and more frequently. And so when I am going from class to class or walking around campus, you're a little more aware of people who may be walking by themselves and looking a little suspicious or looking just odd. And you keep your eye on them a little bit, at least I do, just because you never know when somebody's going to kind of freak out on you.
Yeah, and you're doing the right thing, because what you're supposed to do is be more aware of your surroundings, is to survey the land, where maybe before we didn't do that. Matt says the first time around, he wasn't doing that. I definitely did it. I went to Ohio University, and we had some incidents on campus, but no kind of mass shooting, certainly, or nobody running around with an X-Acto knife trying to stab people in the neck or the legs or wherever. So 14 people get stabbed. The school was on lockdown. They combed the campus looking for injured people. Was there other attackers, just to make sure? There were students huddled in locked rooms. There was a teacher at the college who was in the faculty work area at the time of the stabbing. She saw cops running around, students running, realized something was going on. And there's still some things they're trying to sort out. But four people that were stabbed with this X-Acto knife, the weapon he had, were, it was serious enough that they had to be taken out on helicopters. The confrontation was just a couple of classrooms where he ultimately got in. And the school posted a warning on the website right away: stay away from the area, seek shelter in a secure location until the incident is resolved. Tuesday, what happened Tuesday, comes more than 2 months after three people were wounded in a shooting at a different Lone Star College campus, one that was also outside of Houston. But now this is two.
I think one thing that definitely has changed, and I've noticed this, is the communication is so much better than it used to be. And you can get email updates. You can get text messages. I always have my phone on me, but I don't always look at my emails all the time. So I opted into the text format. So now, like, when was it? It was a couple weeks ago. There was some kind of accident in one of the chemistry buildings. So a text went out saying, you know, avoid whatever it was, Murphy Hall or something. There's firefighters on the scene. And you're updated on anything that's happening. So if there was one of these things that does happen on campus, all of a sudden everyone's aware of it now, rather than, I think, before, it's more of a word of mouth and students texting each other.
Yeah, good point. And now anybody growing up, this is what they learn. The future generations, my nephew, you know, 10, 11 years old, they're learning already things to look for in the campus that he's on before he even gets through high school and into a college somewhere. And it doesn't matter the size of the college, doesn't matter community college, giant school, whatever it is. This is just something that you have to live with now at this point, which is to the grievance that the governor of Texas, Rick Perry, has with not allowing students to be armed. He thinks students on all these campuses should be armed. And that's taking it in a different direction. Would you feel safe? Are people going to be thoroughly knowledgeable about guns to handle it? But let's say even the people who are teachers, people who are professors, assistant professors, what about all those kinds of people? And, of course, you have campus police. But campus police, when something happens, think of the moments it takes and the minutes. We could go to Newtown and Sandy Hook. 14 minutes, 20 kids dead. 14 people here injured. Within minutes, he was chunking out pieces of flesh with his X-Acto knife. And how can you get the campus police when they're across campus to get there in time before anyone's injured? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Hang with us.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment, and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483. Try Seroderm risk-free. Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's
1-800-207-3483 from those nooks and crannies, wherever you hail. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. We go from guns and legislation. Is it going to be an over-legislation coming out of Washington? I don't think so, because there's no agreements happening. To this nut with an X-Acto knife running around in a small campus outside of Houston. You know, you had one woman with a hole in her neck, another victim who was stabbed in the head. X-Acto knives are sharp, sharp, sharp. So it is absolutely a weapon. Somebody else was stuck in their cheek and was bleeding all over the place. I mean, it was nasty stuff. That's why the helicopter get the people out of there, to try to get them to the hospital as soon as they could to get them treated and get through it. Because you got two people in critical condition. Necks, faces, that's where he was aiming for heads. And knowing that if I'm going to kill someone, I'm going to try to hit the hot spots and where I can get them. And this nut, and he's a nut, said that he fantasized. Oh, I fantasized about doing this. He's a student. He plotted this. Dylan Quick wasn't very quick. 20 years old, and this was his fantasy. This was his goal for his life, to go and ruin other people's lives when they least expected it to happen. And to the point of guns versus everything else, hey, you know, what do we say all the time? If somebody wants to get you, they can get you with other things. He had an X-Acto knife, a lot of power. He wielded it when people weren't expecting it, and he was able to nail 14 people, I'll say it again, in critical condition. Here's the good news. He was elusive, but a group of kids chased and tackled him, threw him down on the ground, pinned him down until the campus police could show up and the sheriff came and all that other stuff. So they're continuing their investigation, but I mean, this guy's going away, hopefully forever, for what he did. But, you know, these kinds of things are happening now. Cop says what you need to do is vary your routine. Matt was talking about looking around and notifications you get now. And that's what some schools are getting a lot better about, that they did at this school. So other people coming to the school knew, don't come in, we're in lockdown, wait till the situation clears up and wait for further instructions. But you can also personally vary what you do, mix up the routine, that kind of thing, as the campus police should do. So if somebody is figuring out when somebody's on foot or in car, on a car, and when they're patrolling, if they mix it up, it might confuse the would-be attacker. Let's put it that way. Rick in Illinois. Rick, how are you?
Okay.
Okay.
They let the students pack weapons. I'd be able to stab anybody.
You say if they let the wait. You say if they let the students have like guns. I'm talking about guns. If they let the students have guns, you think it'd be disastrous?
Well, been disastrous for him.
It would have been. Yeah. Ready, aim, fire, boom.
Yeah.
Dylan Quick, not so quick anymore.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
One try to hurt somebody or try to do something drastic, but their mind's made up to do it. You know, they're going to find a way to do it.
Well, this is the case with this guy. He had his mind made up. He plotted.
Yeah.
He was going to do it. He was a kid who was a student there. I mean, he looked like a normal, regular guy. That's the thing. You know, we keep talking about, and I do it too, where what are the red flags? But there was no red flags around him, so how would you possibly know that?
You can't know what's going to happen.
No.
You can't read people's minds.
Mm-mm.
Normal people want to fool you. Think, well, that's a normal guy. He don't do that. He puts up through the white gold.
Right. Yeah, it's scary.
So, what's Ann Coulter doing picking on our favorite bimbo famous? That she doesn't learn how to speak proper English.
Right, because she doesn't want to be thrown into the same category as Sarah Palin. That's why.
But she is.
She is.
Coulter knows ain't worth knowing, so she's the same, you know, same as Palin. They got buddies. They're picking on her. She'll be your buddy.
Yeah.
But
the
ain't worth knowing.
Here's the thing. I think when you get down to it with Palin, any publicity is good publicity, because then people that will go out and listen to her, they don't care no matter what thing she trips on or obstacle or whatever. So, Rick, every time you bring up her name, there's like a cha-ching. There's an ATM machine in the background, and she's just made more money.
Yeah. What
it's
I
like,
say, you know.
Listen, it's like Kim Kardashian in a different sense. There are people that become celebrities, whether they're politicians or whether they're actors, or whether they're models, or whether they're people that do nothing, but somehow they are on a reality show or whatever it is, and they just, it's like the Jersey Shore kids, they just explode and make a ton of cash, and people want to go see them. And certainly, Palin falls into that category. A lot of people want to go out and hear her talk, they want to meet her, they want to talk to Sarah Palin.
Only I want is her tour bus. That's the only thing I want.
She has a good tour bus. Yes.
She won't need it no more, so.
So you could have the tour bus. You could renovate
yeah.
it to kind of a giant man cave, and
yeah.
Then you could cruise around the nation. Maybe we could do an America Tonight remote, and you could be our guide through Illinois, and then we could pick it up in a couple of other areas. That'd be fun, actually, to take America Tonight on the road and travel around to all over Missouri, Illinois, New Jersey, Florida, Texas. I don't know. We have to pick a few places. I could pick six, and Matt could pick six. I think that would make it. I think that would make it fair. California would probably be somewhere in the mix. I'm assuming we'd probably see California. All right, so we would check the mailbag, and we're going to do that in our next segment because I got so much mail. I don't want to cheat all the people who sent us mail. And it is a good reminder. Rick called us, and, of course, I don't like to dance alone. If you want to vent or share your thoughts, you can do that at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Or hit us up snail mail-wise. It's a great invention, that Internet, Al Gore's Internet. And so many people on this show email. I mean, I say it every single time we go to the mailbag, but I am stunned by the amount of mail. And once again, we have a whole bunch of mail. So I'm going to make sure that we cover it from end to end. Let's put it that way. A couple of other quick side notes here worth mentioning. You know, this whole thing with the furloughs and I've gotten emails from, like, Doug, who says, hey, I work for the Department of Defense. It's really brutal, although they cut back on the amount of days, so that's helped somewhat. But it was pretty scary to think 20% of my pay would be lost. Now it's closer to, you know, maybe 14 or 15%. And Kate, he says, you have to remember what people forget is we're not getting cost of living increases in all of our things are going up, too, like insurance. The White House assistant chef says he's going to be furloughed. The assistant chef is someone who you never heard of his name before, but his name is Sam Cass. He cooks for the president several nights a week, and he's going to be furloughed as part of the across-the-board budget cuts that kicked in March. He's the, they call him the president's senior nutrition policy advisor. Boy, that sounds like a mouthful. A senior policy advisor. So you have to, somebody has to go in and feed the president to look at everything that he's eating. The White House said that 480 workers on the budget staff have to take days without pay, but they really haven't said anything about whether notices have gone out to any other Obama aides or whatnot. So what's interesting is he's the guy, this Cass guy, plants the White House garden. And check this out. He is the director of Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign to attack childhood obesity. So he said that effort won't be affected by it. He'll still buy, you know, the amount of the furlough. He'll still be able, they'll still be able to do that and pull that off. And that's not going to get shortchanged. Thank goodness. It's just the president. He's going to have to look up the nutritional value, or some other aide is going to have to look up the nutritional value of what he's eating at his meals. You know, it makes you wonder, in a typically in a White House, and we know some of the numbers, but how many people play key roles? How many people are assistants? How many people are assistants to assistants? Is it kind of like a Hollywood thing? You, if you stay because you're just too lazy to get up and you're watching, or you just want to hear the music at the end of a movie, and they have all the credits. And you ever notice there's the makeup artist, and then there's the assistant to the makeup artist, and then there's the assistant to the assistant makeup artist. You think, how many people do they need on a film crew to slap on makeup? I mean, I know there is an art form to it, and it's important because it changes the look of the actor, but they need three people per person to do it. So is the White House kind of like that? They need... How many chefs does it take to make the president a burger? What do you think the answer to that question is? Five. Five is the answer. Wow. Mailbag on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams. I can hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street. Why did you read the news today?
Your say here on the show, so you flip me a few emails. With that, we're going to head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thanks. Kim says, Kim Jong-un or Un or whatever his name is definitely playing with fire, Ms. Delaney. I'd have to say that if he keeps ratcheting things up, there is a chance that somebody will slip and South Korea will be pushed to the brink, because they're not going to wait around to continue to listen to the things that he is spitting out there. If he doesn't pull back, KJU, on KJU. If KJU doesn't pull back, we might see something that seems small really spiral in the wrong direction. Well, the South Koreans will retaliate. Why wouldn't they retaliate? What happens? This is what's dangerous. What if there is some kind of a crazy, what you would call sort of a low-level attack, some kind of terrorist incident? If there was some kind of terrorist incident in South Korea, I think that South Koreans would just explode and that would be it. And this whole thing about long-range missiles and what do they, how far do they go and how inexperienced are they and all that other sort of stuff. He could reach out and decide, you know, I'm gonna really push fate a little bit. The South Korean military is tired of getting kicked from North Korea, not retaliating. So the South Koreans are always told, stand down, we'll diplomatic, we'll do it through diplomatic ways, we'll make this happen. But it could be the South Koreans are just as trigger happy as the North is for a different reason. So this is definitely, I think, something that can't be taken lightly. I agree. I think it is serious business. Do I think it's going to happen? Am I worried about a nuclear attack? The answer is no. I'm not worried about an attack, but it is wild to watch this unfold. And it is not comforting to see it go again and again and again and again, every button being pushed, because I think it's just that much more tempting for South Korea to also react. All right, let's take another one. This one from the Padre listening in Illinois. Hello, America. Tonight, Kate, love the show. Gotta say, I am sick of politics. I like it when you get off politics. I get that it's our money. I get that we're paying through the nose every time a committee is formed, and then another committee is formed, and yet another committee is formed to tackle things like immigration. We've been talking about immigration for two decades. What kind of country do we live in where we actually hire people or elect people, we'll call it that, to fill spots where they don't really accomplish the big task? I ask you, would you stand for that, Kate, in a corporation? Would you stand for that with anybody who works for you? No, of course not, is the answer. But it's the hot potato that nobody wants to touch. It gets passed around and around. And then there's some happy talk about, oh, we're getting closer. Yes, we're, you know, we are getting very, very close to a compromise. We're talking about increasing security at the border. We've been talking about increasing security at the border since I was born. So we can skip all that talk and just get right to the voting part and then the implementation part. But that's part of the problem. The voting, the idea, and it's a broad approach. How is it implemented anyway if it were to even be agreed to? How does that work? Here's one from Tommy, listening in Texas, who says, Kate, wow, the stabbing X-Acto knife, proving the point about guns. If somebody wants to go after you, they don't have to have a gun. They could have any other kind of weapon. Think of the size of an X-Acto knife. How easy would it be to go after somebody, stab them in the neck, the head, the thigh, the areas where we heard Dylan Quick did the damage? It'd be pretty easy to take aim and fire, in a sense, but this time you're using a knife. So he didn't have a gun. This wasn't somebody who opened fire. He didn't open fire at this 20-year-old. He did put two people in critical condition and wound others, 14 people in all, which is, you know, absolutely crazy if you think about it. But how long did it take? Not a long time. He just, boom, had a plan and went for it. Happened almost 11:30 in the morning at the Health Sciences Building on the Sci-Fair campus on, you know, outside of Houston. Quickly, the students were able to knock him down so that they could go after him. Because it may end up, I mean, you got two people in critical condition. Hopefully they survive, but that may turn into a homicide, murder. We'll see. Students were held inside classrooms as they went into lockdown. There was even, somebody was talking about the fact that somebody else in another classroom was so scared they could hear him praying. They had a prayer circle. Others were walking to their car in the parking lot, and all cars were searched before they were allowed to leave campus because maybe there was some help here in the middle of this. But no, it looks just like Dylan Quick did this by himself. Mm. They weren't thinking that when I went to school today to the sleepy little campus, I'm going to get stabbed in the neck or the head or someplace else, and I'm going to be fighting for my life in a nearby hospital. Mm. It just says more and more, this screams out to all of us, to all of you listening to me, be more aware, be attentive to the situations around you so you don't get that X-Acto knife in your neck. Now, I'm not blaming the people on that campus, because it was shocking. It wasn't planned for them. They weren't looking up and seeing that they were in trouble. They weren't thinking anything was up. And then suddenly they're in the middle of trying to fight, trying to lash out, trying to figure out what it was that provoked this 20-year-old. And the answer is we might not know. And the other thing is I wonder, are there copycats in these cases? When we have something happen on one campus, and it's talked about a lot on the cable networks, and every expert under the sun gives their two cents as to what was wrong and what happened, does it encourage other people who are trying to get their name out there, which I know is sick and twisted, trying to make something happen? That's what it becomes. It becomes a sick, twisted deal. And finding those red flags and figuring out how to see that, read that on people's faces, ooh, that's key. That is key. If we want to ever solve this, it still has to come back to how do we know, who are the potentials, who should we investigate? Who should we investigate? Thanks for the mail. Any more, send them my way, americatonight.net.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.